And did you not like being grouped in with bands like the Libertines and the Strokes then?
Well, no, I mean, I had respect for those bands. I mean, particularly those two that you mentioned. They were like the first out of the traps, and it was really exciting to hear, you know, kind of raw recordings and like rough around the edges bands on the radio. That was really exciting. And but it was only later after that when, like I said, there was like the major labels kind of commodified that sort of essence and started signing up bands who were like anodyne versions of that. That's when that first wave was really exciting, when the Cribs first came out as well, you know, in the, like, let's say 2001, 2002, that I found that first wave really inspiring. But it was by the time the major labels kind of got a hold of it and started promoting acts through that, it was like, you know, 2005, 2006, that was kind of when it started to become a bit, that's when we started trying to distance ourselves from it.
Okay, and finally, the Cribs are a fairly prolific band in terms of album turnarounds. You usually put one out sort of every 2 years. Have you started work on number six yet?
Yeah, it's interesting you ask, actually, because we just, we're in Europe on tour right now. We're doing some festivals in Europe, and we're just listening to, we've got a whole lot of just rehearsal tapes, and we're just listening to them. Like, there's a lot of new song ideas on there, and we're just kind of trying to decide which ones we want to work on. And I'm hoping we're going to finish what we started with Steve Albini by the end of this year. We started making a record with Steve, and I'm hoping we're going to finish that by the end of this year, and then hopefully get another record out next year too. So hopefully there'll be two records next year, which I don't know if I'm just writing checks that I can't cash there, but that's definitely the intention. We've got a lot of ideas right now, and I think we're just thriving off that, the fact that we're feeling like we're in a good place, and it's really conducive to writing, you know, because we don't feel that pressure anymore. I think there was definitely a period when there was a lot of expectation on bands like us, you know, like I said, because of the situation with bands like us were expected to be like pop stars or whatever, and I think because of the climate, I think that it was maybe the alleviation of that pressure has really kind of kick-started our creativity again, you know.
Okay, Gary, that's it. Thank you for talking to us, and hopefully we won't have to wait just as long until you're back in Ireland next time. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks, Gary.